Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of the Byron Life Diaries. This is a little taste of life in Byron Bay, where the boss and I have just moved to. Each week, I'll let you know what's been happening and share our journey with you all. From food to nature to celeb spotting to yogs, you name it. This is a weekly check-in and we'll cover it all. Sending big love from our new home, Byron Bay. Yolohario, welcome. Byron Bay Ep coming at ya. But before that, I will give you a quick Melbourne update because Boss and I both went to Melbourne in the last 7 days and we saw fam. I did a lot of maintenance stuff, I call it. Got my teeth. I get my dentist is down there. Hair, brows, wax. I do everything down in Melbourne. It's my maintenance place, just because we're obviously from there, and then we saw our fam. So it was just a really nice little autumn Melbourne trip, but we had some lovely food experiences there. So I thought, oh, I might just mention them on the poddo. And then I'll give you an update with Byron Life. I was in Brisbane yesterday doing a podcast interview and I saw my acting agents in Brizzy yesterday. So I thought I'd give you a little taste of Brizzy. And then Byron stuff, because we've always got Byron stuff to update you on. For the book review, it's a book that's actually not out yet. So I don't want to give you the book review for it yet because, well, what's the point? Because it's not even out yet and it's not fair for me to do that for you. So basically I was reading a book for yesterday's guest who I'm a huge fan of, but his book's not out until the 1st of July. So I'll review it in the lead up to his episode. And it's a two-parter because we covered so many things. It was a lot of fun. So I'm actually going to book review for you. This might sound super narcissistic, but I'm going to book review for you Beauty Food, which is my own book, because we're doing a giveaway for it on the Lola Coffee page until 6 p.m. tonight, your listener time for Mother's Day. So I thought, oh, I might tell you what's in that and you can enter the comp if you want to, all on the Lola Coffee page. But first, let us start with Melbs. So, Bosso and I went down to see our fam bams. Matt's nephew had an 8th birthday party on the Friday night. We always stay with my dad and we caught up with mum, which was so cool because mum lives out in Daylesford, so we don't always see her every single trip because I usually am there for 2 nights and she's got a plethora of, it's like Noah's Ark on her farm. She's got so many animals. But she came down to Melbourne, so we had a really yummy lunch. So we went and had a really healthy lunch at a place called Willow. I did my first ever live podcast there. It's really nourishing, really, really healthy place. I got porridge. Bosso got Bosso's dish was the best. You know, when someone else's like meal comes out and you're like, oh, far out, I should have got that. He got this Mexican nourish bowl. It looked incredible with chicken. Mum got vegan, gluten-free buckwheat pancakes that looked really good as well. And then I got a porridge because I've been craving porridge because it's getting a little bit colder. But in Bangalore and Byron, I haven't found much porridge yet, probably because it's a lot warmer up here. I checked out a place called Eat Sorcery that my mate Charlie owns, but it was shut, unfortunately, so I was so excited to try. He's got these, like, sugar-free donuts, but I haven't tried them yet. We went to Pram Market, got all our ingredients there and made a cook-up for Dad. Boss went to Terra Twilight, which I love, when I went to my hair and he got, they do like add medicinal mushrooms to your chai and coffee, and he got this delicious chai with the mind addition to it, which is like theanine, MCT oil, and I think reishi mushroom or cordyceps or chaga, one of the medicinal mushrooms. So that's, I was a bit jealous. I missed out on that. Where else did we go? Oh, Dad took us to some local places around his house as well. Noel is like, that's my dad. He is the king of Ascot Vale, which is where he lives and is a vet. Also, Dad is the episode, Monday's episode. We recorded it my last Melbourne trip though, so not this Melbourne trip, and it all officially come out Monday coming at you, which is exciting. Full transparency, there was meant to be an episode with Jordana Levine coming out on Monday, and I'm about to throw Bosso under the bus here, but he lost the files. So we're going to have to re-record Jordana hopefully next week. I'm hoping. I'm in SIDS for a lot of next week, so I'm hoping I can somehow wangle that. I'm in SIDS for podcasts, so I'll be recording while I'm in SIDOS. Brizzy yesterday, I went there to record an incredible, prolific author and he blew me away, so much so that it's going to be a two-part episode. So we covered so much stuff that one will come out and the other one will come out, but his next book isn't out until July 1. So yeah, you'll have to hang out a little bit longer for that one. Byron Life. Let's get to it. Byron Life. So my mate Tess was in town. We did the Lighty a few days ago and we saw two stingrays. So I've never seen stingrays when I've done the lighthouse walk. I usually see dolphins, and then if you see a lonesome thing, it's usually a turtle. But this was definitely stingray, which was really cool, or a ray manta. I actually don't know the difference. I should. I'm a bit of an Oceania nerd. I also tried a new drink at High Life. You know, I always go there for coffee. I got what's called a dirty mushy. So it's like their mushroom tonic on their house-made pecan and macadamia milk, but with a shot of coffee. And it was really good. So it's got like all your medicinal mushrooms in there, like I'm presuming reishi, chaga, cordyceps, lion's mane. And then it's got maca powder, turmeric, and I asked for a shot of coffee as well. I recently have tried a bulletproof at their place and a gluten-free, dairy-free banana muffin. Yum. Very good. Can highly recommend. But the muffins always sell out, so go early if you want that. And that's just in the main town if you're ever staying in Byron Town. Now, right before I recorded this, Boss and I went to Woods, you know, our fave in Bangers, and we've become really lovely mates with the owners, Andy and Sam. And they've just launched an autumn menu, which is off the charts. So we got a fish burrito. They've had two different fish tacos. We've tried two different types. So we've had a white fish in a taco there before, which was just 10 out of 10. And then today we had like this seared tuna and it had like mint in it. It was really fresh, really different. Avo had that kind of slaw stuff in it. It was, again, epic. If you like fish tacos or you've been to California, which is kind of like where they're prevalent, you are going to love the ones here. Gluten-free, healthy. They're on a blue taco. Like, is it called a tortilla? Like a little baby tortilla thing? Really yummy. I also tried their brand new, I think the brand's called Silken. It's like a hot chocolate, medicinal hot chocolate thing with carob and cacao and mushies and stuff. That was really yum. Of course, banana bread. They've changed their banana bread there. So now it comes out with like roasted blueberries, which is insane. And this kind of like miso maple butter. Also amazing. Also gluten-free. So, so good. And I've got one of my really, really good mates coming down this weekend, Bill. You probably know Bill. We've been friends for many, many years. He's coming to visit. I think he's staying at the Bower. And then I think the plan is to probably go for Therese. But I really want to take him on a lighty too, get him really yummy coffee. So, yeah, that'll be this weekend. Very exciting. Then I'm off to SIDS next week. So you'll probably get a half Sydney, half Byron update, much like you're getting here. But yeah, I just wanted to give you a little update of Byron life. Oh, little Byron update for you. I got pulled over and got a speeding fine, didn't I? In Bangalore. So in Bangalore, like the limit goes from like 50 to 80 real quick and I got snagged. So I haven't had a speeding fine since I was like 20, so I don't feel that bad, but still bad and expenso. So, no fun. On the book front, just working on edits at the moment, today and tomorrow especially. I've got a bit of a deadline tomorrow, so working on some book edits. So the book's all moving along to come out later this year, which is really exciting. Cannot wait. So pumped. Really, just really wrapped with the team, like super, super wrapped that it's all coming together and working with great peeps. So yeah, that's my life update. Boss has been doing music stuff. He's been doing pods. He's a podcast editor as well. And he's actually editing in the other room, even though I've commandeered his studio to record this. Met with acting agents yesterday. To be honest, I haven't even been getting much self-tape work of the like auditions of the last kind of month or so, but it's doesn't really bother me so much. I just want to build the skill set, you know. So I'll probably look at taking some more acting classes soon. But yeah, that's me. That's my little update in Byron World. Oh, I forgot to do the book review and it's looking right at me. So for those of you that don't know, I write books as well. I'm a health and wellness writer, or I have been up until now. The new book that I'm working on will be more a mesh of personal development and memoir kind of style-y. So super personal, super honest. It's a bit of like my story and stuff I've learned along the way and tools I've learned to use to help me through hiccups and bumps in the road. But prior to that, I would always write health books, and this is one of them. So it's called Lola Berry, that's me, Lola Berry's Beauty Food, Recipes and Remedies for Radiant Skin, Eyes, Hair and Nails. And so it's a really fun little book, but the recipes are really yum. Like I just opened a page now to baked avo chippies with real mayo. Oh, yum. And then I've flipped another page, cucumber, mango and mint slushy, choc coconut raw mousse. Oh, yum. We made this at Happy Place. Yeah, and I just read the intro as well. It says, this recipe was created at our menu at Happy Place Smoothie Bar. I used to own a smoothie bar in South Melbourne called Happy Place. Perfect paleo parsnip cake. That sounds weird. I know. Bear with me. It's like a yummy carrot cake. Like it's got spices in there and cinnamon, nutmeg, almond meal, Granny Smith apple. Really, really yum. There's also topical homemade treatments you can use on your hair, skin and nails as well. And there's a yoga section too. There's smoothies in here. I just opened to a coffee and date smoothie. I share my skin routine with you. Yeah, it's like, and it's not too big, so you can pop it in your bag when you go to the shop. So we're giving away two Mother's Day packs on the Lola coffee page. You don't need to be a mum or have a mum with you to enter. It's just you say why you or a special someone in your life deserves the pack, and we're giving two of them away. And it's got this book in it, it's got Lola coffee, and it's got Imbibe Protect, which I take every day. That just reminded me I haven't taken it today yet, but that's okay. So there you go. That is a little Byron update. I feel like I zapped through that, did I not? I feel like I definitely did. I have been going to Pilates and yoga since I last spoke to you. I took a day off yesterday to get to Brisbane. Brisbane is so far away. Took me 3 hours. It told me it'd take me 1:50. It took me 3 hours. And I was late to my podcast guest. This Virgo cannot handle that. So I didn't exercise yesterday and I've just been for a walk today. I'm just kind of taking it easy. I felt a bit stressed the last few days. So I'm just kind of like going a little bit easier on myself while I feel a little bit stressed. But I booked in a big lighty date first thing Saturday morning and Sunday morning. So be back in the zone. Mega love. Happy Friday it is for you. Hope you do something for you this weekend. And if you're in Melbourne, definitely check out a few of those like beautiful eating spots. My top three would definitely be Terra Twilight, Willow, and I haven't tried Charlie's yet, Eat Sorcery. I don't know if it's called Eat Sorcery or Sorcery, but one's his Instagram profile and one's the business profile. And then if you're in Byron, Bangalore, I would say Woods, High Life, and if you want a treat, Raise, which we're going to go to on the weekend. And maybe even this arvo, we've got another mate, Max, in town, so hopefully we get there this arvo. So, yeah, mega love and happy Friday.